Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to do a deep dive into a topic that we know you're interested in, and that is HomeSafe mortgages.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's we've got this great guide from Jet Direct Mortgage.
Okay.
They're a company that specializes in these loans. And we're going to try to unpack it, see if it makes sense, you know, for someone like you listening.
All right, well, I'm ready to jump into this.
Okay. So to start off, what is a home safe mortgage? What are we even talking about here?
So a home safe mortgage is a special type of reverse mortgage that's specifically designed for high value homes.
Okay.
So think of it as kind of unlocking the equity in your luxury property.
Okay. So it's not your typical reverse mortgage then?
Yeah. It's not your average reverse mortgage.
Yeah.
And the guide makes it very clear that these loans are not coming from the government.
Right.
They're offered by private lenders like Jet Direct Mortgage.
Okay, so that right away is a difference.
Huge difference.
Yeah, okay.
So that can mean more flexibility, but it also means there are some things to watch out for.
All right, so maybe more risk involved as well.
Potentially, yeah. We'll definitely get into all of that.
Okay, I'm intrigued already.
All right.
So Jet Direct talks about some pretty big potential loan amounts here, even into the millions of dollars.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential there.
That's a lot of cash we're talking about here. But aside from that, what else makes these loans different from a traditional reverse mortgage?
Well, you know, traditional reverse mortgages are pretty standardized because they're backed by the government.
Yeah.
But these home safe mortgages, they're more like bespoke suits. They're tailored to individual needs and circumstances.
Okay.
You know, you can really get what you need out of them, and that's reflected in the loan limits too.
So somebody who has a high value home might be limited with a traditional reverse mortgage, but with a home safe mortgage, they can actually access a lot more of that equity.
Exactly. And because they're from private lenders, there's more wiggle room with things like the age requirements too.
Interesting.
Jet Direct says that they can work with people as young as 55.
Wow.
Well, traditional reverse mortgages usually have a minimum age of 62.
That's a big difference.
It is a big difference, yeah.
Especially for anyone, you know, who's thinking about retiring early.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
That could really change people's plans.
So what else stands out to you about these home safe mortgages?
One of the things that Jet Direct really highlights is that there are no monthly payments with these loans.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That sounds pretty tempting, right?
It does.
You don't have to pay anything back until you sell the home, move out, or the loan matures.
Okay.
But this is where we have to think critically about these things.
Okay. I sense a but coming.
Yeah, there's always a but, right?
That's the catch.
The loan balance grows over time due to interest.
Uh-huh.
So while you're enjoying no monthly payments, you know, that flexibility, that loan is getting bigger.
Right.
And that's going to eat into your equity.
Okay.
Jet Direct is very upfront about that. But it's something to consider very carefully.
It's not just free money, though.
No, it's definitely not free money.
There's a cost, even if it's not an immediate cost every month.
Exactly. And speaking of costs, Jet Direct mentions that home safe mortgages might be cheaper overall compared to a traditional reverse mortgage.
What?
Because there's no mortgage insurance to pay.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But, and this is a big BUT. We need to talk about interest rates.
Okay, let's unpack that a little bit.
Okay.
Why are interest rates so important when we're talking about this kind of loan?
Because home safe mortgages are private loans, they typically come with variable interest rates.
Yeah.
And that means the rate can go up or down over time,
right,
making it really difficult to predict the true cost of the loan in the long run.
So it might be cheaper, it might not be cheaper. It all depends on what those interest rates do.
Exactly. You can't just compare the upfront fees.
Right.
You need to look at the big picture.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, even Jet Direct says getting independent financial advice is crucial.
So even though they want to lend you the money, they're saying talk to someone else before you do this.
Yeah, it's pretty responsible of them, I think.
I agree. Yeah.
To be that upfront about it.
So what other cautions does Jet Direct mention about these loans?
Well, one thing they emphasize is the impact a home safe mortgage can have on your inheritance.
Mm.
Because the loan balance grows over time, it will affect how much equity is left in your home when you pass it on.
Right.
It's definitely something to discuss with your family.
Yeah, for sure.
This is not a decision to be made lightly.
Right.
And Jet Direct is very transparent about the potential downsides.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to educate people and not just sell them something.
I agree.
Yeah, okay, so we've talked about the key features. We've talked about some things to watch out for.
Uh-huh.
Higher loan limits.
Right.
No monthly payments. But that balance grows over time.
Right.
And we've talked about those flexible payout options.
Yeah, and how those work.
It seems like these could be really great for some people, but definitely not for everybody.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty fair assessment.
Yeah.
And I think where it gets really interesting is when we start looking at real life examples.
Okay, yeah. Let's get into some of those examples and see how these actually work.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so we've kind of laid the groundwork here.
Yeah.
But now I'm really curious to see how these home safe mortgages work, you know, in real life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have some examples maybe we can kind of unpack?
Yeah, for sure. So let's imagine a couple in their late 50s.
Okay.
We'll call them Sarah and David.
Right.
And they own a beautiful home. It's paid off.
Nice.
But they're finding that their retirement savings aren't quite enough to live the life they were hoping for.
I can see where this is going.
Yeah.
They've got all this equity in their home.
Exactly.
But not a lot of cash on hand to actually enjoy retirement.
Exactly. They could downsize, sell their home.
Yeah.
But that feels like a huge sacrifice.
Right.
So this is where a home safe mortgage could really be a game changer.
So instead of, you know, selling their home, they could tap into that equity.
Yeah.
And still live the lifestyle they want.
Exactly. And they could use the money to supplement their income, travel, maybe help their kids with a down payment on a house. You know, it's all about giving them options.
Yeah. Okay.
So they can enjoy those retirement years.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
What about somebody who's in a completely different situation?
Okay.
Let's say somebody who's facing some kind of financial, you know, curveball, maybe unexpected medical bills or something like that.
Sure. Yeah. Let's say we have Eleanor. She's in her early 70s.
Okay.
And she's dealing with just that.
Okay.
Unexpected medical bills. And she's determined to stay in her home, but these bills are threatening to wipe out her savings.
Now, this is a very different situation than Sarah and David. It's much more urgent.
Very different, yeah.
Would a home safe mortgage also be a good option for her?
It could be, yeah. For Eleanor, it's less about enjoying retirement and more about protecting her financial security.
All right.
So the mortgage could give her that breathing room to cover those bills without having to sell her home or, you know, dip into her very limited savings.
So we've got two different situations where this could be a viable option.
Absolutely.
But we have to remember those cautions we talked about.
Yeah, always got to keep those in mind.
What happens if, let's go back to Sarah and David.
Okay.
What if their home value drops after they take out this loan?
That's where that non-recourse feature that we talked about comes in.
Okay.
Even if their home value declines, neither they nor their heirs can owe more than the home is worth.
Oh, look out.
So it's kind of like a safety net.
So worst case scenario, they're protected.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's good. Especially when we're talking about potentially millions of dollars.
Yeah, you don't want to be on the hook for more than the house is worth.
Right. Exactly.
But remember, that protection comes at a cost. You know, those no monthly payments mean the loan balance is growing.
Right.
And that's directly impacting how much equity they have left.
It's like they're borrowing from their future selves.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
You get that flexibility now,
yeah.
But it could mean less equity later on.
Exactly. And that's something they really have to weigh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if their priority is enjoying their lifestyle now,
yeah.
And they're not concerned about maximizing their inheritance, then a home safe mortgage could be a good fit.
Okay.
But if their main goal is leaving a large inheritance,
right.
It might not be the best strategy.
Okay. So it really depends on what your goals are.
It all comes down to priority.
Long-term priorities. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what about Eleanor?
Okay.
Let's say her home value also drops.
Mm-hmm.
She's got that same protection, right?
She does, yeah.
Okay.
The non-recourse feature protects her, too.
So even, you know, the unexpected happens
and
her home value goes down, she doesn't have to worry. Okay, that's good peace of mind for her, especially with everything else she's going through.
Especially with those medical bills, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And this all brings us back to why Jet Direct recommends getting independent advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen how home safe mortgages can be helpful.
Right.
But it's crucial to have an expert look at your specific situation.
It's not one size fits all.
Not at all, no.
Okay, so these examples help, but everyone's different.
Yeah, and a financial advisor can really help you figure out what's best for you.
Okay, so we've learned about how home safe mortgages work. We've looked at some examples,
mm-hmm.
and we've talked about the pros and cons.
We covered a lot.
What's next in our deep dive?
Well, we've given you the knowledge,
right?
But now it's time to talk about putting that knowledge into action.
Okay.
Finding the right financial advisor can really make all the difference, and that's what we're going to be discussing in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, so We've gone really deep on these HomeSafe mortgages.
Yeah, we've explored a lot.
We've talked about, you know, what they are, the good, the bad, the real life scenarios, like you said, even with all this knowledge.
Right.
It's a big decision.
It is.
And not something to tackle alone.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, it's like we've given you all the pieces of a puzzle,
yeah.
but you still need someone to help you put it all together, yeah. see the full picture.
That's where a good financial advisor comes in.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's say somebody is, you know, really intrigued by these HomeSafe mortgages and they want to, you know, take that next step.
Okay.
How do they even begin to find the right financial advisor? Like, where do you even start with that?
Yeah, it can be overwhelming for sure.
It is. It is.
You know, you don't want just any financial advisor.
Right.
You need someone who really understands this specific landscape.
Okay.
Think of it like, you know, finding a specialist doctor.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to a podiatrist for a heart condition.
Right, right. Okay, so what should people be looking for then?
Well, first and foremost, they need someone who specializes in retirement planning.
Okay.
And has experience with reverse mortgages.
Okay.
Especially those aimed at, you know, high net worth individuals.
Right.
So you want someone who really knows the ins and outs of these HomeSafe mortgages.
Yeah.
And can look at your entire financial picture.
So they're not just looking at your house, they're looking at your whole life.
Yeah, exactly. And another really important thing is to make sure that they are a fiduciary.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means they're legally obligated to act in your best interest.
Oh, okay.
So they're putting your financial well-being ahead of their own potential commissions or fees.
That's huge.
It is. It gives you peace of mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Knowing that they're on your side.
Right.
Now, don't underestimate the power of word of mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, talk to your friends, your family, your attorney, maybe.
Yeah.
See if they have any recommendations for financial advisors.
Right. People that you already trust.
People you trust. Exactly.
Okay. So referrals. Good.
Yeah, for sure.
What else?
Don't be afraid to shop around.
Okay.
You know, schedule consultations with a few different advisors before you commit to one.
Okay.
This will give you a chance to kind of, you know,
get a feel for them.
Get a feel for them, yeah. See if you, you know, like their personality, their approach, feel comfortable working with them.
That's a good point.
It's like finding a therapist, you know, it's a very personal connection.
Yeah. You got to have that trust.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so find a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're a fiduciary.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for referrals.
Yeah.
Shop around.
Shop around. Exactly.
Those are some good takeaways.
Yeah, I think those are some key things to keep in mind.
It seems like we've really gone, you know, deep on these HomeSafe mortgages.
We have, yeah.
We've kind of explored all the angles here.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're equipping our listeners with, you know,
the tools to move forward.
The tools to take the next step.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I think that's a really good way to summarize it. You know, we've taken this really complex financial product and, you know, hopefully made it easier to understand.
Demystified it.
And hopefully, you know, empowered our listeners to take control of their financial well-being.
Yeah. And even if, you know, after learning all this, a HomeSafe mortgage is not the right fit, that's okay, too.
That's fine.
A good financial advisor can help you figure out, you know.
Right, exactly.
What other options are out there?
Explore different paths.
Yeah, and find the best path for you.
It's all about finding what works for you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, well, this has been fascinating.
Yeah, it has.
Really appreciate you walking us through all this.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us. We'll see you on the next episode.
Sounds great.